We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, see, the Apostle Paul says that I have not seen these things that are mysteries, but yet they are revealed, but they are not revealed to the five physical senses. They do not come by the way that other knowledge comes. See, we're talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of God, or the mysteries revealed by the Spirit of God. Now, I have not seen it. These things that Paul was preaching, he said, I did not see it. He said, I did not hear it with my ear. It did not enter into my heart by the means that other things do. But he said, God revealed it unto me by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit revealed it to Paul's spirit. Now, this is why it's so dangerous. When you become indoctrinated to some church doctrine and don't compare it with the Word of God. See, there's people that believe that, yes, if you repent, God will save you. But then if you've been taught that the Holy Ghost is not for you today, and that speaking in tongues is the devil, if you'd been taught that, then you'd believe that, wouldn't you? Now, see, that's not to put anyone down because they didn't know any better because they were indoctrinated. Oh, they said that went out with the apostles. Then right on the other hand, you might have an individual that believed in being saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit, but yet didn't believe that God would heal you. That healing went out with the apostles. And yet it's in the Scriptures. But isn't it amazing that an individual that is highly educated... You know, I think sometimes people get educated beyond their intelligence. They get so indoctrinated with their pet doctrines until they become blinded to the Word of God. And somebody said, oh, but healing went out with the apostles. What day did it go out? Don't talk to me about dispensations or years. What day did it leave? Huh? I mean, if the Holy Ghost and speaking with tongues is of the devil, what day did it become of the devil? It was of God in the book of Acts. You know, we ought to be smart enough to discern some things for ourselves. Like the fellow that, I heard the story of the man that went to this church. He wasn't a member of the church, but some guys invited him to go to a full gospel businessmen's meeting. Well, he invited his pastor to go. I mean, the pastor of the church where he attended. And this man was a gambler. He'd done everything and was still doing everything the devil had to offer. But he was searching, see. So he got his pastor to go with him. Now, it was a pastor that was not a full gospel church, and the pastor went with him. And, of course, there at the full gospel businessmen, they got to praying for the sick. They got some people healed by the laying on of hands. And then they got some people saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with tongues. And on the way back home, well, the pastor said to the brother, now, brother, don't be caught up in this. Because he said, you see, this speaking with tongues is of the devil. And now this gambler, this man that was involved in all kinds of sin, never been born again, didn't even claim to have the Spirit of God, had no revelation of the Spirit of God or supernatural insight at all, but this man said to the pastor, said, now pastor, I know better than that. Because for 39 years, I've partaken of everything the devil had to offer. If tongues were the devil, I'd have been speaking in tongues long time ago. Now, see, he got that by common sense. What we just say, old horse sense. Just reasoned it out. Common sense. But you see, why couldn't the pastor understand that? because he'd been indoctrinated. But now you see, if you hear and been indoctrinated, don't feel condemned about it. You can't do any better if you don't know any better. What I'm talking about is time for us to get the scales from our eyes. Begin to see some things by the Spirit of God. It is given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. God's not hiding these things from you. He's hid them in the Word of God for you. He spoke parables to these people in His day so that they would not have insight into it because they didn't have ears to hear. You see, it's dangerous when an individual goes into a service not having ears to hear. They go just to catch something that somebody said to accuse them of. That's dangerous. It is given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Now let's go back here to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and let's notice in verse 9 again that Paul said, "As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man." In other words, it hasn't come by the natural five senses realm. See, when you go to send a child to school, they take books, they teach them from books, they tell them certain things. And you learn. I mean, somebody holds up a handkerchief someday, a little square piece of cloth, and said, "This is a handkerchief." They learn it because somebody said it was. It's learned knowledge. It's learned truths. You have learned that if you take your car, take the key, put it in the car, and you turn it, and everything being normal, that car will start and run. You learned that. You didn't get that by revelation of the Spirit. You learned it. But now Paul says these things did not come by the regular five senses realm. God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now see, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, I believe it is, says, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of his belly." The Hebrew says lamp. The spirit of man, the human spirit, is the lamp or the light that God uses to enlighten you. Now you see, today we don't use candles as light or lamps. And see, you miss some meaning of the scripture if you don't understand that in that day they used the candles as a lamp. So the spirit of man, the human spirit, is the lamp, the light that God uses to enlighten you to supernatural things. Things that are mysteries. The Bible says that Jesus, in parables, He opened His mouth and spoke mysteries, things that were kept secret from the foundation of the world. And He did that in parables. He said of the parable of the sower, "If you don't understand this parable, how will you understand all parables?" How are you going to understand any parable of the kingdom if you don't get the one about the sower that sows the word? That's the granddaddy of all kingdom parables. It is the key to understanding the workings of the kingdom. As the sower sows the word, and the word is the word of God. And he sows it in his heart. Now see, that falls right in line with what the Apostle Paul taught in Romans the 10th chapter. He said, "The righteousness which is of faith says, the word is nigh me, it's first in my mouth and then in my heart." See, you take the word and you put it in your mouth and you plant it in your heart. The sower soweth the word. What we see here is Paul is saying God reveals these things to us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Now, what Spirit is he referring to? Now, be careful with that, because we've heard it taught. I've heard it taught. Well, it's the Holy Spirit. Well, no. Wait a minute. Now, let me show you something here. See, this is where we need to begin to allow the Holy Spirit to open our understanding. God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. Now, His Spirit is the Holy Spirit, right? "For the Spirit searcheth." Now, what Spirit? See, if you have a King James Version, it's capitalized, which indicates that it is the Spirit of God. But I submit to you, it's not the Spirit of God he's referring to. He is talking about the human spirit. The human spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The spirit of man was designed to search for the things of God. If you don't find God, you will never be happy in life. You know why people are shooting dope in their veins and drinking and doing all the things that they're doing, the wickedness in the world, why they're doing it tonight? They're looking for an experience that'll take the place of knowing God. They'll never find it. There is a drawing inside of a man toward some supernatural thing, and it is the Spirit of God, that can never be fulfilled until you have an experience with God. Amen. Some of them are seeking it through bottles and through dope and through all kinds of things. But I'm here to tell you that God has the supernatural. And your spirit is reaching out for it. And as you receive it, it'll satisfy that longing inside you. While you're asleep at night, your spirit is searching for the things of God and the things that you've asked for. That's why the sower sows the word. You sow the word and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says, whatsoever things I desire, when I pray, I believe I receive them and I shall have them. This need that I have shall be met according to your riches in glory. I proclaim that because I've given, it's given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, men given to my bosom. I have abundance, no lack. You go to bed and you get up, and while you're asleep, your spirit is searching the avenues of God's wisdom to find a way to bring to pass the seed you have sown. That is one of the mysteries of the kingdom.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Trust you've been blessed by the Word of God. Now, our offer all this week is CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
Remember, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. In other words, the manifestation that comes by the Spirit of God to reveal things to you is profitable. If you just be willing to listen to it and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you. Now, you remember Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. God's Holy Spirit reveals it to your spirit. And this is the way God reveals the secret things that are to be revealed to the body of Christ and to people on earth today. Now, many of you have said times past, well, you know, something told me I ought not do that, but I went ahead and did it. Well, that something was your spirit, the human spirit. Even people that are not born again, the human spirit tries to deal with them and keep them from trouble. God will always seemingly try to reveal to people when there's trouble ahead. But sometimes people think, well, that's just my thinking. And they find out it was not just their thinking. It was God's Holy Spirit trying to reveal some things through the human spirit to save you problems.
That's CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for a total price of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.